Today at Quarantine on March 26th and also March 25th, yesterday, we missed out. We had a very large, wonderful group here of global leaders, global spiritual leadership. A convention being held on the Garden Island of Kauai, visited our beautiful ashram. We were with them about 3 to 4 or 5 hours. It was a wonderful experience. Their vision for the future is to spiritually uplift all those around them, starting with their immediate family and working out from there. What does spiritual upliftment mean? It means you are driven by your soul. You're not driven by the instinctive mind. You know what that's all about. You're not driven by the intellect. You know what that's all about. You're driven by the soul. And not many people know what that is all about. That is the intuition, the superconscious mind. That is religious principles. We have just finished a wonderful book called Weaver's Wisdom, a 2,200-year scripture translated into American English of 1,080 verses on how to do most everything in life. They had the same problems then as we have now, but they knew how to handle them better than we do now. You're going to love this book when you get Weaver's Wisdom. It is the old, ancient, famous Tudor Corral, sworn on in the courts of law in South India. It's that important of a scripture. It's almost like another Veda. It'll be out soon, and we'll see that you are notified well in advance so you can order your copy. We have a nice question here from a devotee in New Orleans wondering if Saivism has predictions about the future, and yes, it does. But all predictions about the future are subjective because the future can be changed. If people change themselves, they change the future. The future can either be instinctive, as we see on CNN, read in Newsweek, or it can be highly intellectual, or it can be spiritual. It all depends on how we are functioning inside ourselves. Same with a home. A home can be a terrible place of anger and misunderstanding. It can be a place of high intellectual discussions, or it can be a place of worship that you would always want to come back to, like a temple. We do have choices in our life, and the Saivite religion considers those kinds of choices as being very important to alter the future, to bring us into a better future, and even alter what the planets have to say about what we should do and how we should be, how we should live, how we should act. We do have free will. You do have free will. Everyone has free will, and it is for free. You don't have to pay for it. You just have to use it. And the more you use of your positive willpower, the more you have to use. It's accumulative. It stores up in your third chakra, right at your belly button. That's where it stores up, and it's carried with you into future lives. Therefore, the more effort that you put out, the more use of your will, the more will is stored within you. That's kind of like a boon. And that willpower is carried from life to life. That's why some people are strong and other people are weak. It's depending upon the amount of will that they use. Therefore, within Saivite Hinduism, sadhana, daily sadhana, daily religious practice at the same time every day, never failing, except of course on Saturdays and Sundays, but all during the week, keep up that sadhana at the same time every day, preferably before sunrise, but if you can't do this, choose another time, but keep the same time. You will have to use willpower to do that. You'll have many excuses in your intellect. You'll have many excuses in your instinctive mind. But your willpower has to dominate the intellect and dominate the instinctive mind to bring forth the force of the soul. And you are a beautiful soul. Each one in cyberspace is a beautiful soul of radiant light, living in an astral body, living in a physical body, having developed around it an intellectual body, but the soul is super conscious. It knows all at every point in time. It's tuned into the Akasha. where all memory patterns are that have ever happened. Where all memory patterns are, the soul, the superconsciousness, can read them. Give your soul a chance. And be like this group that we were with yesterday who came to visit us. Global Spiritual Leadership. And we intend to have more meetings on Kauai. And if you are a global spiritual leader, I'm sure you'll be invited to the Global Spiritual Leadership Gatherings here on the beautiful Garden Island of Kauai to be renewed, to be invigorated, and do a lot of sharing with other global spiritual leaders, pick up a lot of new ideas, a lot of new inspirations, and share what you have been doing and what you're going to do. It is a sharing group. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Happy you tuned in. And sorry about yesterday, but we made it up today, I think, a little bit longer. Om Namah Shivaya.